Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison on 91.5 WMFM Advertised Freeform Radio, and you were listening to Strange Waves. That was Time Out of Mind by Steely Dan off of their last good album, Gaucho. It's a great little closer. I love it. I'm using it as an opener, though, so, you know, flipping the script a bit. Got a weird-ish set list. I mean, I wouldn't say it's weird. It's a bit eclectic. I don't really think it fits together too well, but, you know, we work with it. Beautiful day today, though. Absolutely gorgeous. We've been getting some real great days back to back. Loving summer so far. But yeah, so should keep the music going for the time being, and then you know, maybe talk a little bit more after the next song, which is Superstar by Beach House. Can't remember if I've played this one. I've definitely played something from Once Twice Melody before on this show, but Superstar is my favorite track off the album. Unfortunately, it's also the second, so it's not all downhill from there, but you know, peaks a bit early. I don't know. Yeah, great dream pop song. Hope you all enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Superstar by Beach House. Honestly, thinking about it, I should have brought... I have this album on vinyl. I should have brought it and played it off that. But yeah, I mean, the... I'm going to try to describe it to you on air, but the packaging is absolutely gorgeous. It's this, like, faux white leather with, like, gold print on it that, you know, says Once Twice Melody, and you open it up, and it's the, it's a double LP, because the album was released in, like, four little EP segments, so each side of the LP is one section of the album. They each have four tracks, but yeah, I don't know. It's beautiful. The packaging is awesome, too. Like, all the little... It comes with this huge book that has, like, effectively a spread for each song on the album with some kind of, you know, digital art or, you know, painting, something like that. It's really cool. Of course, they also sell it in, like, a simpler version, but I splurged because I really liked it. I really liked it upon first listen. I still do. It's one of my favorite albums of the year. Go check it out. If you like Superstar, go check out the rest of the album. It's very much in that lane. So I'm hoping I'm back in town in mid-July to actually see them. I'm doubtful, but, you know, I might get lucky. Been wanting to see them for a while, so that'd be very cool to see them in Boston. Speaking of concerts, I'm actually going to one tonight. I got Pusha T at Big Night Live in Boston. Very, very excited for this show. I haven't been excited for the show. I say this all the time, but I really haven't been this excited for a show in a minute. I spoiled the set list for myself because I was really on the fence about buying tickets, because even though Pusha T is probably like borderline top 15, top 10 rapper of all time for me, I needed to see if the set list was good enough to justify the purchase, and it was. I'm unbelievably excited. So he plays basically all of Daytona and all of It's Almost Dry, with like a bunch of other features and even a clip song and some other stuff. It's good stuff. And I've heard he's really good live too, so it should be fun. Up next, got some David Bowie. I haven't played David Bowie on the show in a while. And I wanted to go for one of his weirder tracks. I was going to play something from Station to Station, because that's an album that I don't think gets enough love from me. I think it gets enough love from everybody else, but for whatever reason, it's just not... I don't find myself listening to it as much as I do something like Hunky Dory, which this song is from. Or, I don't know, Low, or Ziggy Stardust. But yeah, this is Andy Warhol off Hunky Dory. It's a bit of a weird one, so enjoy.
It's Warhol, actually.
What did I say?
Hull. It's Hull. As in hulls.
Andy Warhol.
What? Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. Like Hull. Hull.
Andy Warhol, take one.
Ah. You ready?
Yeah.
Like to take a cement fix, be a standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show.
Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Andy walking, Andy tired. Andy take a little snooze, tie him up when he fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When he wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do.
Andy Warhol, let's a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen,
I love that song. So does Cheese. Shout out Cheese. I don't know if he's listening, but he should be. Yeah, Andy Warhol, David Bowie. Great song. Trying to think about what else. Oh, so the Dead and Company started their tour in California a few days ago, and they did a show at Dodger Stadium and then two shows at Shoreline Amphitheater. And oh my god, these set lists are looking better than last time. They're looking more old-timey. They played Death Don't Have No Mercy in 2022. I'm here for it. I love that song. That song does not get enough love. I almost played it on the show today, but it's like the version from Live Dead, which is, I think, the definitive version, is about 12 minutes long and is a bit slow, so I'm not going to play it on air. But yeah, great stuff. I remember the thing that really stuck out to me looking at the first set list was they opened the second set with Althea, which is already awesome. And then they did Scarlet Fire, but broke it up with China Cat Rider in the middle. So it was like an extended 30-minute jam, pretty much, of like probably four of their most popular live songs in one go. And I listened to it because I luckily got a free 6 months of like the, it's called Nugs Net or whatever, and like they post all those shows on there the day after, and so I went through and I listened to like the second set from the Dodger Stadium show. Incredible stuff. Bob Weir is sounding the best he has in a really long time, and I think it's because he changed up guitars. He's been playing a Les Paul recently. It sounds really, really good. So does John Mayer, and yeah, I'm unbelievably stoked to see them in a few months, or a few weeks, really. July 2nd, Gillette Stadium. I have pit seats. I'm over the moon about that. I'm also excited to finally get to experience Shakedown, because last time I went, my friend, unfortunately, there was a lot of flooding in New York because there had been some heavy rain the nights before. So his train got delayed or got canceled, and he ended up having to drive from New York City up to here. And, you know, the traffic was insane because everybody was trying to get out. And so he showed up pretty late, and we got there. Luckily, we got there before the first song, but we didn't miss most of Shakedown. We didn't miss Shakedown, which was a shame. So I'm excited to actually go properly experience that. There's this artist that I follow online named Looks Legit. He makes a bunch of like Dead and MF Doom psychedelic type art, and he's gonna be set up at a booth there. So I'm excited to go check out his stuff, get a shirt, you know, chop it up a bit. But yeah. I don't know. That's what's been going through my head with the Dead recently. Also, yeah, I just checked. They just posted their Shoreline Amphitheater Night 2 set list. Let me see if I can pull this up while we're on the topic of it. There was a standout on there that I missed. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, opening with the St. Stephen, that's insane. And then you get, like, Dark Star broken up by El Paso. Got Cumberland Blues on one of these. And then the next night you got Cold Rain Snow, Estimated Profit, into Eyes of the World, into Terrapin, into Not Fade Away, into Broke Down Palace being the encore. So I don't know. I'm super excited. Hoping I get some stuff I didn't see the first time around, but you know, the Dead, so I probably will. Alright. Up next we got a song from White Light, White Heat, the Velvet Underground Noise album, pretty much. This is I Heard Her Call My Name. So enjoy.
Got my eyes wide open. It says it was on Cripple Monday. Got my eyeballs on my knees. I baby walking. I'd rap for hours with Mad Mary Williams. Search never understood a word from me, because I know that you cares about me. I couldn't call my name. And I know she's long getting gone. My eyes wide open. This is I was on Cripple Monday. know she cares about me. I heard her call my name and working it in now. I said it, she's a long dead gone.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
It's my favorite part about having a college radio show. I can just play, like, I heard her call my name just at, you know, 12:25 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. And, you know, it's acceptable. I just got a text from my mom saying it's my go-to PSA. It is, because it's true. It's still an unfortunate fact that the fact that you need to get more trouble if you're caught with weed than you are with alcohol, but whatever. I'm not going to get into that right now. That's a heavy political discussion. But, yeah, White Light, White Heat is awesome. Sister Ray is 17 minutes long and closes it out and is unbelievably weird and cool. I don't know. I love it. I still can't believe I found a copy of that. I didn't buy it, but I saw it because it was destroyed. But I saw a copy of it sitting at Urban Outfitters. And I was just thinking, who shops at Urban? And then is like, yeah, also really likes White Light, White Heat. Or just like the poor person who buys that after hearing a couple songs off Velvet Underground and Nico and thinking it's going to be in the same lane. It's not. But yeah, I was going to play... So I'm a level with y'all real quick. I was going to put in a swan song right here, right after I heard her call my name. I was going to put in Lunacy, the opening track off The Seer, which I walked it back because, you know, I don't know if I could get away with doing I Heard Her Call My Name and Lunacy back to back and still have listeners. So we're not going to do that. But yeah, been listening to a lot of swans recently. It got rekindled because I re-listened to Be Kind a few days ago and then decided I'm just gonna go back and listen to all their stuff. The Seer is still my favorite. Soundtracks for the Blind is really good, but The Seer is still my favorite, and Lunacy is one of those songs that just absolutely, I think, pulls you in on first listen. But yeah, I mean, of course, the entire album is built around this track called The Seer, which is around 36 minutes long, I think. 36 or 32, I can't remember. It's insane. It's insane post-rock, and if that's your thing, go listen to it. And you probably have already listened to it if that's your thing, but check it out. They're coming out with a new album soon. Michael Gira just said that it finished getting recorded, so that's now moved up my list of most anticipated albums this year. But yeah. So, got something a little bit less intense, but, you know, still intense. Less intense than Lunacy would have been. But yeah, this is a She Lost Control off Unknown Pleasures, which, you know, I don't think it needs much of an introduction. Yeah, Joy Division, Ian Curtis. Speaks for itself. Enjoy. Great song. Not the best song on Unknown Pleasures, but I'm not going to play Day of the Lords on air. Just a little bit of a downer. I mean, all the songs on this album are, but... So up next we got a track from Funkadelic, which I have not been playing on air for whatever reason as of late. This is off of Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. I think their fourth album, if I'm remembering correctly. Let's see how wrong I am. But yeah, I love Funkadelic. I really love Funkadelic. I think I've talked about this a fair bit. George Clinton's one of the greatest musicians of all time, in my opinion. And Funkadelic is just this awesome... Oh, wow, I was off by two. It's their sixth album. I always forget about the self-titled and Free Your Mind. Their discography starts at Maggot Brain for me, just personally, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Funkadelic's this awesome outfit for just some weird progressive rock and funk, and it's awesome, and psychedelia, it's great. And, yeah, hopefully I'll get a chance to see him. I know George Clinton does some shows every once in a while with that under the Parliament Funkadelic umbrella, so hopefully I'll get to see him, because I would love to hear some of this music live. But yeah, this is I'll Stay, which I think I've played before. I hope I've played before. It's a great song. But yeah, I think it deserves a re-listen, and I don't know, not much more to say on that. But yeah, this is I'll Stay from Funkadelic, 1974. Enjoy. pen. Man, I don't know about you guys, but I was absolutely jamming out in the studio listening to that. Love that song. I don't need to keep gassing up Funkadelic. I think they kind of speak for themselves. Oh my god. All right, Nathan Fielder got an HBO show announcement to everybody. Very, very excited about that. Oh my god. If you guys haven't checked out Nathan For You, it's one of the funniest shows ever made. Go watch it. It's about this guy who, this comedian Nathan Fielder, who basically convinces people that he has like business. He convinces struggling businesses that he has business acumen and then comes up with crazy schemes to try to make them money. And most of the time, they're just absolutely just out there in terms of effectiveness and whether they'll work or not. And he's one of the most awkward dudes ever. I don't know. Great show. It's on Hulu. Go watch. It's on HBO Max too. Go watch it. It's really, really funny. But yeah, I'm happy about these last three songs we got. Last two songs we got after Owl's Day. We'll kind of just like coast on, get some, you know, more chill, more upbeat music. Heard this song in the car yesterday and forgot how much I love it. I remember hearing it for the first time back in 2011 when it came out. Right as I was getting into Odd Future, Frank Ocean kind of split off and started doing his own stuff. And of course, this was one of the bigger singles that I guess kind of like really cemented him as a solo artist, leading up to, of course, Channel Orange. This is Swim Good, which was released as a single, but is also off of Nostalgia Ultra, which hasn't aged excellently, I'll be honest. I did a re-listen semi-recently, but stuff like Swim Good, Strawberry Swing, American Wedding are all awesome tracks, but it's probably my least favorite Frank project. There's only really four to pick from, so that's not saying anything. But yeah, this is Swim Good, horribly covered by Machine Gun Kelly. Don't listen to that version. Listen to this version on 91.5 WMFO. Enjoy.
No fear.
And even though I prefer Blonde and Endless, there's something about that early Frank Ocean that just hits, and I don't really know how to describe it. I think it was, it's just more, it's more upbeat, it's more fun. But yeah, that was Swim Good. Love that song. So, got a fun closer for you. I don't really have a story with this one, but I'm going to talk about some other stuff. Guess who else has been cooking recently? I've been cooking. I made some Japanese curry last night that I was pretty proud of. Gonna go back and eat that for lunch, probably. Good stuff. Yeah, shout out H Mart. Been shopping there a lot recently. Awesome Asian grocery store. Has all this fun new food that I've never cooked before and that I'm excited to try. But yeah, I don't know. The best part about living alone so far has just been being able to cook for myself and stuff. So, yeah. But up next, got something really, really fun. I think I've played him. I've definitely played him on the show once before, but this guy is one of my go-to, like, you know, layback, relaxed kind of artists. This is Masayoshi Takenaka. He is a Japanese guitarist, very prevalent in the city pop genre that was dominant in the 80s in Japan out of Tokyo. And yeah, this is a song that I really like. I heard it again recently and I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to play this on my show because it's super easy listening, good stuff. I'm definitely going to mispronounce this. This is Ako Gareno Seychelles Shoto, I think. It's in, the song title's in Japanese, so that's the Americanized version of it, but, unfortunately, the beginning of the song was used for TikTok audio, so if you recognize it from that, just listen to the rest of the song, it's awesome. But yeah, this is off of, Seychelles, so he makes all these albums based on, like, places that he went to vacation, pretty much. He's got, like, Brazilian skies and stuff like that. I don't know, he's a fun dude. He has this awesome surfboard guitar that he plays live sometimes, but yeah. This is, off Seychelles, Masayoshi Takenaka. Enjoy. Surprise, I'm back. I actually have enough time for one more song, so just to keep, you know, consistency going, I'm going to play a Beach Boys track. I'm probably one of the most famous Beach Boys songs, the opening off of Pet Sounds, Wouldn't It Be Nice. Absolute all-time favorite of mine. I don't care how popular it is, I'm going to love this song until the day that I die. It's a great song. But yeah, I don't know, I had a lot of fun today, it was a good set. And never forget the day that Harrison was able to combine White Light, White Heat, and Swim Good somewhat seamlessly on college radio. Never forget it. But yeah, hope everybody has a great day. Get out there, go enjoy the sun. If you're in Medford, if you're in the greater Boston area, go enjoy it. But yeah, so we're gonna close off the show with a very upbeat song. Enjoy, everybody, and I'll see you this time next week, and hopefully just as discombobulated and disorganized as ever. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Read.